Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 61. We're back after a little break in August. I hope whatever you've been doing over the last couple of weeks, you've enjoyed it. The weather has been fantastic in this part of the world anyway. 30 odd degrees in the middle of August. You can't ask for more than that. So I hope wherever you were, you have been enjoying our very pleasant summer this year. Now, coming up on today's podcast, Stephanie Davies, our newly appointed marketing manager, will be with me and we're going to get to know all about her. Stay right where you are. You don't want to miss it. I always enjoy podcasts where we welcome new members of staff to Sight and Sound Technology, and that's what we're doing on this edition. It is great to be back, as I said a moment ago, and particularly great to be back to welcome someone new, because Stephanie Davies has recently, or relatively recently, joined Sight and Sound Technology as our new marketing manager and joins us from Northampton in our boardroom. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Stuart, and hello to all of our listeners.
I say recently, right, because we're recording in the second week of September. You're here about, is it 5 weeks?
This is at my sixth week, and it's flown by.
Okay. I want to, we will talk a little bit about you in a sec, but just sure. Very broadly speaking, the role of marketing manager, what do you do at Sight and Sound?
Oh, my goodness. How long have we got, Stuart?
give us the short version.
Okay, so obviously it's dealing with lots of practical things to market and communicate our message, our Sight and Sound across the country and obviously further afield. So it's practical things like looking at our marketing collateral, so brochures, our website, point of sale material, promotional material, a whole range of things that would enable us to tell people who we are, what we do, and why you should, you know, work with us or buy from us. Mm-hmm. So that's one element of it. And then there's lots of other things. So you and I, Stuart, work very closely on the digital aspect and talking about how we're going to get certain messages across. There's also things like working with our chief executive, Glenn Tukey, on innovation and exciting new products that we're working with manufacturers to bring to market that will, again, change the way in which people with impairments and extra needs can go about their daily lives. Okay, we're at the very forefront of innovation here at Sight and Sound, and that's testament, I guess, to our 40 years within the industry and really pushing the barriers to make to bring new stuff on board.
There's loads there, isn't there? You're not new to sight loss, though. So you're not, because most people who come in and I'd be asking them, oh, what's it all like? Because you're working for us, maybe, you know, you're coming into a company where all this new tech is there. This is kind of isn't that new to you, because your previous career was very much embedded in that sector, wasn't it?
It was, yes, and that's probably why it doesn't feel like I'm the newbie, because for nearly 14 years I was a marketing and community fundraising manager for a local sight loss charity, so actually Northamptonshire Association for the Blind. So I've had many, many years of experience working hands-on and frontline with various groups, individuals, corporates, trying to obviously push the message across accessibility, talking about technology, campaigning, been involved in so many things over the years, which give me that unique insight into the challenges, I guess we could say, that people with vision impairments face. But also prior to that, I worked in health and social care with adults with learning disabilities while I was studying for my business degree. So I've got 10 plus years of working with you know, in another field of disabilities as well. So it gives me great understanding and appreciation coming into this role. I actually joked, because I used to work with Sight and Sound when I would put events on a local level,
right,
and knew the guys here at head office, and didn't imagine I'd end up coming to work for them. So Stuart, you know, and now the listeners will hear, but life sometimes aligns things that it's meant to be, because I'd had a career break and fell pregnant with my daughter Amelia and had her in the first lockdown, so right. In June 2020, and she's actually she suffers with visual impairment herself. And, you know, I hadn't thought about coming back to work until this opportunity came up. And I thought, actually, this encompasses all the passion and drive and ambition I have. And, it's a great match for us.
Can I ask you a question on that, if you don't mind? Because yes. You mention your daughter who has sight loss. And yes. Was that diagnosis maybe different for you, having some experience of sight loss yourself in your professional world? Was it, because I'm sure something like that is still earth-shattering. I have a 3-year-old son and he's not blind, but I wondered how I would feel if he did have a sight loss issue. Was it different for you getting that diagnosis?
Well, it was a bit of a shock. I mean, in the fact that Amelia's her eyes appeared to be what we could class as, you know, normal vision. The eyes moved how they should from what we could see right up until she was 9 months old, when she was taken seriously ill and rushed into hospital in the Easter and was being being treated for sepsis and another infection. And because she was so poorly, that actually brought out an underlying health issue, which was her eyesight. Now, we'd not had anything before that presented itself with her eyes. And they actually thought she had a brain tumour because she couldn't follow properly, you know, movement with her eyes, and the eyes would fall in or out, you know, a severe squint. And we were very concerned, and it was after lots of sort of visits and appointments at the hospital that they said this would have been something that would have really come out when she was a lot older, maybe 5 or 6. So again, even though I worked in this profession and this industry and spoke very actively on eye health, there's always things you don't know, you know, you don't realise that if a child's so poorly, actually underlying issues will present themselves early on.
I suppose it's a shock. Yeah. It's a shock at any time, Stephanie, yes. When you're not expecting it. And I suppose regardless of your experience, it's still a shock. Yeah. But sounds like she's doing great. And
she's got pink baby glasses. And you know, we know her life. We will always be going to the hospital every couple of months. And unfortunately, because she's so young, she hates it and screams.
Yeah.
And it's very challenging. But you know, we know we're at the right place, getting the right support. And again, working for Sight and Sound and having had the experience within the industry, knowing of all the amazing products that are there, you know, if she needs a magnifier as she gets older, we've got a range of different things. You know, she's too young at the moment, she's 2. But that being said, when she gets to the age of maybe 4 or 5, and the glasses may not be strong enough for her or you know, helping her vision, then we've got technology around us.
Okay, there's loads of support, yeah, and that's the great thing. And I suppose that's a really important message to put on this podcast. There is loads of support.
Now, there is, and national and local charities.
Okay. Now, listen, let's bring you back into your Sight and Sound mode. And sorry for making you step away from that for a sec. You know, next week is, as we record and as this podcast is published, next week is National Eye Week. There's loads of stuff coming up in terms of where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing. Isn't that right?
There is, yes. I mean, obviously, we're very mindful and send our sincere condolences to the royal family because sure. Obviously the state funeral is happening on Monday the 19th. We were indeed meant to be at an event in Cardiff, which has been cancelled. But the Sight Village Northeast, which is taking place at Leeds in the Royal Armouries, that's still going ahead. That is Wednesday the 21st of September from 9:30 to 3:30. And for anyone that's ever been to a QAC Sight Village, they'll know that it's a great day out in terms of getting to meet not just ourselves, but lots of other suppliers, lots of other charities. you know, lots of equipment and information available during the day. So I really urge, if you're around and free on that day, please come and say hi to us at the Sight and Sound stand in Leeds Royal Armouries. We've also got, during that week, we actually have another event on the same day. That's actually in Braintree, Sight for Support, running a focus day. We also have Retina UK we're working with, and they're running information days in Hull on the 22nd of September and the 27th of September in Manchester. Again, we can, if you go onto our website, you'll find all the details, and you can give us a call as well. But during that week, we're again very busy, and we have quite a few busy weeks of being out and about, you know, at different events, which is great for us because we'd love to meet all of you and answer questions or demonstrate equipment.
Brilliant. And I know from chatting to the sales guys in particular, they're so glad to be out and about again, just actually pressing the flesh.
It feels like I came in right at the busy period. We had an influx of charities and organisations now trying to organise events post-COVID. Certainly so for the next month and a half, 2 months, we're pretty busy with different events. But we're also, again, next year, we've got lots on the horizon. I know you and I, Stuart, are trying to etch out a roadshow in Ireland, which will be great to be on the ground there and visiting different parts of Ireland with obviously our information support. And then certainly across England and Wales next year, we'll have lots of events, whether they'll be exclusive, so just ourselves and a local society, or whether we're joining in on bigger events. But lots happening, lots of great stuff.
Loads going on, and I suppose keep in touch on our website and social media, and of course on this podcast, because we do keep people up to date. Listen, Stephanie, we appreciate your time, but before we let you go, I do want to go back to, you made a brief reference there to the royal family, and of course the tragic death of the Queen last week. And it's kind of funny, I was in the UK on the day she passed, and by the time I flew back in from Manchester, the news was just filtering through, and I was watching it on the BBC that evening, and there's a lot of reflection, a lot of sadness, but there's also a lot of, as I guess, celebration of 70 years on the throne. And you were just telling me before we came on air that, you know, she was involved with so many sight loss charities around the country.
Was both on a local and national level, and not just sight loss. As we all know, she was a big patron of many charities. There'll be a massive void now that she's sadly passed, and obviously we wish King Charles all the best in assuming his new role. But we're very grateful for everything she's done for the country, and obviously the Commonwealth and the wider world as we speak, because she had such a massive impact. It's hard to comprehend. I know you and I, Stuart, we'll never see another queen, and we've only ever known a queen.
Well, there you go. It's funny, isn't it?
For many of our listeners, that will be, you know, that will be the case. And it is really the spectacle that will be the funeral on Monday the 19th, of which we can all pay our great respects. Will be something that the world has never seen. I certainly look at it, looking at having my marketing hat on and thinking about how companies and brands are reacting around the world. I'm very pleased that people are taking the time to reflect, and shops, certainly retailers in London, are closing for the funeral. People are putting banners on their websites in memory. It's a phenomenal outpouring of condolence that I don't think in our lifetimes we'll ever see again. And with whatever people's thoughts are on the monarchy in this country, you can approach it with the greatest respect that the Queen Elizabeth spent all of her life giving. And you know, right up until the final few days before she passed, she was still working. Mm. And, the image of her with her pearls on, and she'd obviously had bruising to her hands where she was welcoming the new prime minister, really sums it all up, that she kept working right until the very end. Her commitment to the country and, as I said, the wider community was, you know, It could never be questioned that she was there for everyone. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So we just wanted to pay our own little tribute on this on this podcast. You know, it's funny. There was a Braille music book on the curriculum years ago by a lady called Joan Partridge, who was British. And the foreword to that book, Stephanie, was written at the time by Prince Charles, now King Charles. So there is another link there with the sight loss community. So, Stephanie, listen, continued success. Best of luck. I think you're going to do great things in your role. I'm sure listeners will hear from you. And maybe on that note, Stephanie, you're always looking for sort of, you know, feedback and people to get in touch, aren't you? If there's something people want from Sight and Sound, you're the marketing lady up front and center. People can contact you.
We're always looking for, like I say, feedback. If there's some great case studies, some stories, anything you want to share with us that we can work with you on, whether you've had a new piece of equipment from us that's really made something much easier for you. We'd love to hear from listeners so we can use it in lots of different ways. Because, again, thinking with my charity hat on, I used to put together a newsletter, and this is something we may reintroduce here. It's about not giving up. It's overcoming challenges. And if you know and are inspired by hearing the story of someone else who's done it, you know, that's a great motivation if you're in your dark place and you're grieving for your sight. So, encourage anyone to get in touch with us on our website. It's our phone number, obviously a contact form. Again, just reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. And Stuart's obviously always looking for some great speakers.
Come on the show. Come on the podcast. Tell your story. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant, Stephanie. Listen, thanks a million for joining us. We will be in touch again. I have no doubt we're going to hear from you regularly on the show. But for the moment, take care and thanks a million.
Yes, thanks very much, Stuart.
Many thanks to Stephanie Davies there. Thoroughly enjoyed catching up with Stephanie and really looking forward to working alongside Stephanie. And she will, I think, I suspect she will anyway, be a regular contributor to the podcast. Loads of things coming up, and keep an eye on sightandsound.co.uk for all the information on where we'll be and what we'll be at. That's just about all we have time for on this edition. We're back soon. Until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, take care. Thanks for listening. And goodbye.